look at health headlines, and it's a follow-up on a story that has been very much in the news recently. That is peanut allergies. And now they're talking about a more accurate peanut allergy blood test, because some of the tests that people believe indicate that they have a nut allergy or that a child has a nut allergy are notoriously inaccurate?
That's right, Steve. When allergy testing is done, this is out of the University of Manchester and published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. One of the issues with allergy testing is that for children who are tested, the test itself may tell you that there's a reaction, but it doesn't tell you whether a child is actually tolerant or is going to have a very severe reaction. By tolerance, it means that although you may have an allergic response, clinically you do not see a severe reaction. So the test may show you, the skin prick test may tell you, oh, there's a little bit of redness from the site, but it doesn't tell you whether that child is actually going to have a severe reaction. So that's called what we call tolerance, where you don't have a specific reaction to the allergen or the protein that causes the allergic response. So what the researchers did at the University of Manchester is they tested 1,000 8-year-old children, and they gave them a blood test. And in this blood test, they found that they were able to differentiate by looking at a specific protein that these children may have, whether that protein represented the fact that they may have a more severe reaction. So in so doing, although they found that 1 in 10 children, when they did allergy testing, regular allergy testing, had a reaction, that is that they were allergic, when they did this specific blood test and they did this food challenge, they had 1 in 50 only had this allergy, a severe allergy. So really quite a difference between those that had a reaction and those that actually expressed this a marked response. And they found that there was a specific protein when they did a blood test to correlate with that, with those 1 in 50, that there was a specific protein that they had that the others didn't, that seemed to indicate that this made them more susceptible to severe reaction. So they need to do more testing on this, but this particular blood test is another means to try to differentiate those children that have been told that, and the parents have been told, they've had a reaction to peanuts and they're allergic, compared to those children that had a reaction that have the clinical potential to become more allergic or have more severe reaction. So that's what this test is doing, but they have to do more testing to see how sensitive it is to be able to include that in the armamentarium of testing for kids for allergy.
But just to be clear, most of the children in this test who were told and thought they had peanut allergies in fact had hay fever or another allergy, grass or tree pollen or something, but not a peanut allergy.
They had the cross-reactivity, that's right. So they didn't have severe peanut allergies. They were reacting to some other proteins.
They thought they did, and their parents thought they did.